When 4 o'clock comes in the school day, it is time that the school
is out.
Okay. What did y'all used to do at the end of the school day when the bell would ring? Would you be happy? Would you say, oh?
Oh yes, we would be happy because that day was over and we'd have to all get out, get everything together, and we'd have to take off walking, and we'd have to walk 3 long miles before we got home.
Did you have to work in the fields or anything?
Well, we didn't, that was during the summertime. We didn't have school then. It was just in the winter months.
Oh.
And we had to walk to school and from school. 3 miles. No matter how cold it was, we had to go. Of course, when it was raining and real bad like that, we couldn't go because we'd get wet. But we have been caught at the schoolhouse when it would start raining, you know, after we'd get to school, and we'd have to come home in the rain.
The day after Labor Day is the day when school
starts. School term starts, the new school year.
Okay. If someone is supposed to show up for a class in school, but he doesn't, what do we say that he is doing?
We say he's playing hooky.
Okay. If it's a... Well, okay. Well, you go to school to get an...
education.
When you finish high school, if you go farther, what do you call the institution where you go?
You go to college.
Okay, what comes after kindergarten?
After kindergarten is a grade school.
Okay, what do we call the?
First grade.
Okay, what do the children sit in at school?
The desk.
Okay, suppose you got a whole room full of them. You might say, I have 30 in here.
30 children?
Well, I was thinking more of...
Of what they sit in, they have a little chair sometimes, the little tables.
Yeah, what if it is a desk, and there are 30 of them in there?
Oh, I have 30 desks in my room.
Okay, what's the building that houses all the books that they can go and check out?
The library.
Place where you mail packages and your
and
letters
go? And your receipt. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do you call that building? It's in town.
Post office.
Okay. If you're traveling from one place to another and you have to stop at night, what do you call the place where that you stay?
The motel.
Okay. Sometimes you might have something that's bigger than just a small motel, like it's a big, huge thing. What do you call those?
Hotel.
Okay. What do you call the... the place that you go to see a moving picture?
Theater.
If you have to have an operation, where do you go?
You go to the hospital.
Who takes care of you?
Well, after surgery, the nurses and the doctors take care.
Okay. if you have to catch a train, where do you go to catch it?
Depot.
Okay. The place in the center of the town around the courthouse, what's that called? Our town's not set up that way, but some of them are. It's just...
The square.
Okay. If you've got a piece of furniture that's sitting in a corner...
Is it sitting catacomb?
Yeah. Okay.
taking up a lot of room, isn't it, Neil?
Yeah, it does. What do you call the vehicles that used to run on tracks in cities and they had wires up?
Streetcars.
Okay. You ever rode any?
No, I haven't.
If you're riding on the bus and your bus stop's coming off, you might say, driver, this is where I...
get off.
Okay. You might say, this is where I want...
This is where I want to get off.